Cause for Health presents To Your Good Health Radio. Here are Melanie Cole, MS, and Dr. David Friedman.
Our next guest is a renowned neurologist, nutrition expert, and medical advisor for the Dr. Oz Show. He's the number one New York Times bestselling author of Grain Brain and Brain Maker. Here to share the latest on how we can achieve optimal health, welcome to the show, Dr. David Perlmutter. Here's Dr. David Friedman.
Great to have you on the show.
Oh, delighted. Glad to be here.
First, share with us the concept behind Brain Maker.
Great intro question. And, I have to say that when we first came out with this book, it was kind of uncharted territory. It was early in the game as it relates to the important role of our gut bacteria in our general health and specifically, even more of a stretch, in brain health. So the concept behind the book is simply that the gut bacteria, what we call the human microbiome, is playing a phenomenally important role in determining how the brain functions today, moment to moment, and also the brain's long-term risk for disease. So what a notion that the little bugs in our gut are determining the destiny of brain health. That's the thesis of the book.
That's great. And I know you're really known for pioneering the grain, to stay off grain. And I want to bring this up. Decades, we were told grain was good for us. Wheat bread, whole grain pasta, oatmeal were all considered great sources of fiber, heart health, cholesterol lowering. But those days are gone. Doc, what changed? What happened?
Good question. And I'd say the first thing I would challenge mentality would be, who told us those were good for us? And when you dig deep and realize that we were told by people who had an interest in our purchasing those products, then the waters become a little bit muddy. Then the recommendations aren't exactly altruistic. So it's true that grains became super popular when fats were demonized. About 20 years ago, we were told that if we eat fat, terrible things would happen. Our children would be born naked and all kinds of horrible things would happen. Who knows what? So we saw this incredible proliferation of low-fat diets and low-fat, no-fat foods on the grocery store shelves, and everybody gravitated to them and really embraced this idea that somehow dietary fat, which we've been including as probably the most important source of calories in our diets for over 2 million years, suddenly, by an act of Congress almost, we were told to stop eating this food that has sustained us since we've been walking this planet. And to make up for the calories, we were offered up the whole grain bread, the whole grain pastas, etc. Everybody was happy because the farmers got to sell their products, the food manufacturers wonderful profitability happened for them. The only people who weren't happy were the American people whose rates of diabetes skyrocketed. And, the things that go along with diabetes, like quadrupling your risk for Alzheimer's, a disease for which there is no treatment, coronary artery disease, obesity, overweight, high blood pressure, all of these things are fundamentally diet-related. And this is what happened when we suddenly embraced the whole grain goodness and at the same time got rid of our very important dietary fat.
Right. I know you mentioned Alzheimer's. To me, dementia and Alzheimer's is the worst illness. The memories we contain pretty much defines us for who we are, and millions of people are losing their minds every year. Can you share a tip from Brain Maker that maybe we can start doing today to help us improve our mind?
Well, let me go you one better and share several tips. I think that if you look at the subtitle of Grain Brain, it talks about the toxic role of sugar and carbohydrates. And that said, I'd say rule number one is you've got to get the sugar out of your diet and lower your carbs, and you've got to do it starting today. Rule number two is you've got to embrace the fundamental importance of aerobic exercise. And if I may, it's nice, it's kind of cute to say, well, we should all get some aerobic exercise, that's good for us. But here's what we now know about aerobics in the brain. Several studies that have come out of the University of Pittsburgh have demonstrated in humans that when you exercise aerobically, you turn on the genes that will grow new brain cells. So in the brain's memory center, called the hippocampus, which is where Alzheimer's begins, that area, generally in people, shrinks as we age. And yet in those people who are actively involved in aerobics, it actually grows. And it's been associated now with a 50% reduction in risk for Alzheimer's in individuals who regularly exercise aerobically. Dr. Melissa Schilling at NYU recently published a report in the Journal of Alzheimer's Disease demonstrating a 50% reduction in the risk of developing Alzheimer's in people who have kept their blood sugars low. And that means, obviously, a low-sugar, low-carb diet. So these are two independent variables, exercise and limiting your dietary sugar, that are associated with a dramatic reduction in the risk for Alzheimer's. That is a disease for which there is absolutely no treatment. As you and I have this conversation.
Yeah.
So it's now really important that we get this word out to people.
When you mentioned, you know, cut back on carbs, I guess probably number one on the list is bread, which is obviously the biggest staple in America. We eat bread with eggs for breakfast, on our sandwich at lunch, and then it's on our pizza for dinner, and bread is served before every meal at restaurants. Is all bread off limits? Is there an alternative? Because I know people are hearing this saying, I can't go off carbs, meaning I can't have bread. What can they do?
Well, that's a good question, and let's just deconstruct that a little bit. First of all, you know, there are two issues with bread. A, it contains gluten, and we'll get to that in just a moment. But B, it is, as you mentioned, a very, very powerful source of carbohydrates. It has a very high, what we call, glycemic index. And what that simply means is it raises the blood sugar, and it keeps the blood sugar elevated for a longer period of time. That's bad news. So are people addicted to bread? In a sense, they are, because there is some addictive tendency towards any food that's high in carbs. We are extremely sensitive to sugar in terms of addiction. But we also know that gluten-containing foods, foods made from wheat in this case, actually stimulate the morphine receptors in the brain, and we really, really like that. So I doubt there's anybody listening to you and me today who doesn't like bread. But there are a subset of all those people who choose, based upon the knowledge about what bread is doing, choose not to eat it. So would I like eating bread? You bet. Who wouldn't love bread with your eggs in the morning, like you mentioned, and or toast? A bagel, you know, the croissant, wonderful. But don't go near it. You have to make, you know, the sophisticated choice to understand that humans have never eaten that food, never, except for less than 1% of the time that we've been on this planet. You know, they say, well, give us this day our daily bread. It's in the Bible. We've always eaten bread. And, you know, to be fair, we've been here about 2.4 million years. When was the Bible actually written? 2,000 years ago. So, again, less than 1% of our time did we go by the theory of give us this day our daily bread.
That's great. And for all, we got like 30 seconds left, but I want to read this sentence that I read from you a while back because it's so profound. If it can go bad, it's good for you. If it stays good, it's bad for you. Doc, it doesn't get any easier than that.
That's right. And, you know, there are foods on the shelf that will stay there for 6 months or a year, especially the vegetable oil. You know, you keep them in your summer cottage and go back next year, and there's your vegetable oil again to make your popcorn. If foods don't go bad, they're dead. They've already died. They're lifeless. You need to stay away from them.
Yeah, I remember seeing that hamburger from a fast food restaurant that I think was, 6 months, a year later, and it looked the same.
That's
so
right.
There's your proof right there. Fantastic. Give us the website. People can go learn more and to get this wonderful book, Brainmaker.
The website for me is drperlmutter.com, drperlmutter.com. And Brainmaker is available on all bookstores, all retail outlets. It does have a dedicated website, brainmaker.com.
Great.
But people can just go to Amazon or whatever is their favorite online store.
Perfect.
Thanks so much for being on the show. And to learn more, to order Dr. Perlmutter's latest book, Brainmaker or Grain Brain, you can go to drperlmutter.com. You'll also find a plethora of videos, blog articles, and free healthy recipes. You can follow him on Twitter at David Perlmutter. This is Melanie Cole with Dr. David Friedman. Stay well and stay tuned.